gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your craft, break out your words. You gonna break out the praise. Last time, somebody clap your hands. This a wrap. That's all you got. That's all you got.
The Lord and Savior, and God, once again, we thank you for coming in and sending me in and bringing your omnipotent presence to us, oh God. It is truly a blessing, Lord, to have you with us this day, oh God, and every day, oh God. We thank you, God. Yes, Lord, thank you, God. Father, thank you for the intervening in our life, oh God, allowing us to have a personal relationship with you, God, oh God. Thank you for your love for today and evermore. Thank you for the blessings you've given us in our family, oh God, helping us throughout our day, oh God. May our life be a joy, oh God, and a walk with you, oh God. Lord, I pray. I pray you would move the spirit more boldly in our life, oh God. I know that my sin may, that any sin can grieve and dismember the voice of the spirit, oh God. And I pray against the temptation of sin, oh God. Help me to crave your presence more than I crave of sin, oh God. Help me to grow in the spirit of the fruit, oh God, so I can walk closer to you with yourself, oh God. I pray for your guidance from your spirit, oh God. Let your will and your promise always be a meditation in my heart, oh God. Lord, we thank you for your abundance and your abundant grace and your abounding grace, oh God. We thank you that we don't have to earn a drop of the mighty river of grace that flows freely for us today, oh God. Thank you, God, for the unexpected, unmerited favor you showered on our life, oh God. Help me to put myself in the path of your love and grace, oh God. Help me not to neglect the discipline that I need to meet with you regularly, God, and to drink from the water of life, oh God. We thank you, God, for your love, God, is forever rich, oh God. We thank you, God. Help me to love the life that I live right now, oh God. Show me the good things I often overlook, and help me to be content with the things that I have, oh God. Forgive me when I compare myself with other things, God. Forgive me for longing for things outside of you, oh God, in your kingdom, oh God. We thank you for you loving me, oh God, right now, God, where we are, God. Right now, right as we are, God, we help you. Thank you, God, Jesus. Help me to keep my eyes on you, oh God. It's in your name, God, this day, oh God, in Jesus' name, oh God, I pray. For everlasting prayer, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. It's in you, oh God. Hallelujah. Amen. Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. It's you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. We forever want you to be right here with us. As you all know, we have been talking about confessing the word of God, the power in death and the tongue, commanding, decreeing, and declaring. And one thing about it, when you are talking about something, it's good to talk about it, but sometimes it's good to show what you're talking about. So what Minister Chiquita and I took some scriptures and just going to give a couple examples of decreeing and declaring and on the way that it has helped me, and preferably it will help, because as yesterday we know that decreeing is simply operating in the power and the authority that God has given us within the framework of the word of God that was demonstrated by Jesus. And we know that establishing, when you establish something, is fixed, it's permanent, it's no wavering, it's no falling to the side, it is there, the foundation is built, that fortress is built, there's no penetrating the camp, no matter what it is, no matter what comes against it, a hurricane, tornado, whatever. It is that foundation is going to stand because of what you have built, what you have established. So just took, like I said, a couple of scriptures just to show, also to lead by example, and preferably it'll help some. And this is another tool that I use for me to get into the word of God. You know, for me to study or for me to just read or whatnot, just reading the word. You know, people can sit, I'm just going to be a realist because that's who I am. A lot of people, when you just sitting and you reading, you start dozing off. You feel like it's, you know, it gets boring. You the phone ring, you'll sit that to the side. We don't give it 100% of our time because at that moment in time, you may feel like this can't help you, or at that moment in time, I got something else better than I can do. But I want to tell you something about the Word of God. The Word of God is here. That Bible was written as an instruction, a tool, instruction manual for us. There is something in every aspect of life that can help you in that Bible. There is a scriptures that you can turn into a prayer, into a declaration, an affirmation, a command that can help you in your time of trouble, that can promote you when you need other things to go before you. So don't sleep on the Bible. Do not sleep on the Bible. Do not sleep on what God has given us as a tool, an everyday tool, where we can get instructions and not just take those instructions, but to apply them
in our lives. So this is a tool that helps me. This is a tool that helps me when I get into have my little moments where I'm just, you know, feeling like, oh, I need something to do, or, oh, this story in the Bible too long, or whatever. I'm just being real. I start searching the scriptures. I start, you know, I'm just so grateful that I have teachers that can teach me certain things, and I don't have to, you know, do it to the T, but I listen to what's being said, and then I you know, I conform it to what how it's going to help me. And this is, like I said, this is a tool for me. And the first one that I'm going to use, and I chose this one because it shows my companionship with God. It, in a time when I was building with God, in a time when it was just me and him, this is a scripture, and it's so highlighted in my Bible with so many dates, and that's Psalm 16:8. It's, and I personalized it. It's, hold on, because I want, the scripture says, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. And my personalization, my decree and declare is, I decree and declare, I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me. I use the exact same words. I just put, I decree and decree. I made it personal for me. And how do I know this? Because of the relationship that I have built with him. There's no wavering about it. I've built the relationship. I've studied the word of God. I've prayed the word of God. I've decreed and declared the word of God. In my times of trouble, when God told me to trust me, I'm with you, I realized that he was walking with me. I'm able to commune with him. I'm able to talk with him. I'm even able to sing to him. Whatever it is, by me asking him, by me just being in his presence, it takes me to a place that I'm not shaken. Because at the end of the day, God is going to do what he says that he's going to do. We just have to get to the place where we're continuously building on it day by day. Now, of course, this is not something that happens overnight. It is not something that happens overnight, because we have life challenges every single day. We have something that comes up against us every single day. That's why before we even started this morning, the songwriter said, we got to dress. We have to be prepared for war at all times. But one thing that you should not have to worry about, because of your personal relationship, because you are in the will of God, that he will leave you or he will forsake you. The scripture says that I will not be shaken because he's right by my side. That means that when I'm walking, he's walking. When I'm crawling, he's right there. He's right there. This is what I have established by decreeing this scripture. What I am saying is, God, I'm saying it to you all. I don't care what's coming up against me. I have realized I've came to a place. Yes, I've had fear. Yes, I've ran. Yes, I've had different things to come in to attempt to separate my thoughts from feeling this way that may have hindered my heart from believing it, my mind. But now I am decreeing and declaring. I've said, I've established that I shall not be shaken, because I realize that God is on my side. Another one, Psalm 73:24. I decree and declare, you guide me with your counsel, leading me to a glorious destiny in the name of Jesus Christ. I added in the name of Jesus Christ because I realized that's where my power, that's where my authority comes from. But in this scripture, what I'm decreeing and declaring is that the Holy Spirit, God, the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding, that this, I'm receiving that from the word of God, the guide that he has given me, the book, the Bible, they are guiding me. I am being led by the Holy Spirit. I am being led by the presence of God. I am being led that Jesus has already worked things out for me, and I just need to be in my proper position. And what is my proper position? What is our proper position? People always sit and say, I need to ask God, what is his will? Your proper position is in the will of God. It should not be second guessed. The will of God, that's your proper position. That's your proper position. Everything else comes with a title. Your proper position is for your heart, your mind, your soul, your spirit, everything about you. Being in the will of God. So when you establish these things, when you decree them and declare them, you know that there will be a manifestation in God's timing. You already know that. Why? Because you are where you are supposed to be, and that is in the will of God. As I said yesterday, one foot in and the other foot out. That's not going to help you. We need to strive on a daily basis to better our relationship with God. However it is that what floats your boat, what makes you have a hunger and a thirst for the word of God or for his presence or to pray to him, to praise him, to worship him, whatever it may be, we as a people need to strive for that, because that is where our answers are coming from. That is where our miracles lie. That is where our blessings are stored. That is where the promises are, in the will of God. Do not let anyone tell you anything different. If you not believe in me, seek ye first the kingdom. Ask God. I'm supposed to be someplace else. We take that so lightly. We take that. We sit and say, I know I'm always gonna use me first. Oh, what you doing? Oh, I'm waiting for God. I'm trying to find out what God's will is for me. What do you mean, what is his will? It's already set in stone. We already know what he wants for us. We already know he wants us to succeed. We already know he wants us to be prosperous. But how do we get those things? Because that will is being in a personal, intimate relationship with God, knowing God, being able to feel God, being comfortable with God, understanding him. That is his will. Being holy with no apologies, living a way of life. That is his will for us. Allowing him, being what he created this earth to be, and us being in that. That's your proper position. That's your proper position. That's the will of God. Minister Shakita, go ahead. Let me bring. You can share some of the ones that you have.
Yes, Evangelist. We declare and decree, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. As a believer, your mouth is your weapon for deliverance. It's your weapon for change. It's your weapon for supernatural turnarounds. Jesus said, anything you don't want, use your mouth to cast it out, in Matthew 17:20, and in Mark 11:22-24. We must learn to decree what you want and reject everything you don't want in your life. Our declarations of faith will always be honored, will confirm and confirmed by God. Everything we bind on earth binds in heaven. Everything we loose on earth is loosed in heaven. Therefore, today we shall be declaring blessings over our life. You shall be decreeing fruitfulness over your life. You shall be decreeing all kinds of blessings over your life, and they shall be established in God's, in Jesus' name. There should be a decree and declaration in your spirit, a prayer spirit in your heart, that shall bring supernatural transformation to your life. You could get prayer points and get it sizzle, let it sizzle in your spirit, soak all in your soul, so that you can bring forth the manifestation and the things that you want in your life. See, it's as simple as putting yourself aside and stop thinking that you can do it all and putting that worry and stress on yourself and asking God. Father, I thank you for empowering me with divine authority in your name. It's just that simple. I decree that before the end of this year, my goal shall show up in my life in Jesus' name. It's just that simple. I declare that before the end of the year, all my concerns shall be turned around to testimonies in Jesus' name. I declare that before the end of this year, that my destiny helpers shall remember you for good in Jesus' name. I declare that before the end of this year, every closed door of blessing shall be open before me in your name, Jesus. I declare that before the end of this year, all my secret tears shall turn to open joys in Jesus' name. I declare that before the end of the year, every limitations in my life shall be broken in Jesus' name. I declare that before the end of the year, that everyone of that pitied me shall not pity, but envy Jesus. And Jesus, oh God, I pray, I declare that before the end of this year, people will tell me congratulations in Jesus' name. I declare that before the end of the year is eligible people that who are out here seeking God, we know that they shall receive a marriage proposal in Jesus' name. We declare that before the end of the year, that every married woman believing that God has fruitfulness or fruitful of the womb shall be pregnant in Jesus' name. These are the things that you can open out your mouth and say. And God can and stands on it. His blessings does not come back void. Jesus is the word. It has to soak in your spirit. You cannot go back on once you say something. It's just like you. It's blaspheme that if you ask God for something and you go back on it and you don't have the belief in your heart and you truly don't believe that it can come forth. You not believing that God can bring stuff forward. You truly don't have a belief in yourself. You have to have a true belief in yourself, believing that know that God loves you enough to give you everything and anything you want. You can cast out things that you don't want. You don't have to be a victim of any circumstances once you fall into the love of God. Those are the things that God brings forth into our life through decreeing and declaration. We can just speak it out of our mouth. We don't have to sit around and be in a place of despair and be in dismay and be in worry because of we sitting around thinking that we can do it all by ourselves. We not opening our God-given mouth when God given us the power to do it. And it saddens him. It saddens him, but he loves us anyway. He gives us chances and chances and chances and chances again, over and over again, to get it right, just to get it right. So seek the word, get the word, seek scripture to the words, and they shall come forth. Just like there's scriptures that back this, like Job 22:28. There's scriptures like Mark 11:22-23. There are scriptures that you can go and you can pull and you can use them as your declaration. Back to you, Evangelist.
Absolutely. We can use the scriptures as our declaration and that is such a profound thing. And because that is one, like I said from the very beginning, use this Bible. Use the Bible. The Bible was inspired. The Bible was made for us to use it as a tool. Do not get so complacent or do not get to the point where you are leaning on your own understanding, where you do feel like that you can do everything for yourself. Yeah, you can speak the words of God, but it's the words of God. Do not get that twisted. It is everything. Everything comes from God. Everything. Now, if you choose, this is how it is predestined, but if you choose to be on the other side, outside of the will of God, of course, the things that you're saying, you are using your tongue to speak death into a situation where God has given you power to speak into different situations. Just like Proverbs 3, it said, I decree and declare, I shall trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding. What I'm saying is I'm giving God everything, my heart. I'm no longer depending on the things that Evangelist Nita wants to do. I got to strip myself for that. I have to ask him. I have to seek him first and then go that way. And why can't I do that? I can do that because my trust level is there. can do that because not just do I trust him, I believe him. And I know you all hear those words out of my mouth so much because they are so important. Trusting and believing that personal relationship. When ADM went into the series last year about trusting and knowing God and being comfortable with God, and I mean, it's a process. But it was one of the most profound things in my life. And the reason being is we take it for granted. We take it for granted because we may receive a little small blessing, something that we may have might have been getting anyway, and we get stuck there instead of just increasing our prayer time, increasing our fasting time, increasing our studying time so we can go into a deeper. Our relationship with God would never come to a standstill. Every single day, God is doing something new in your life if you are allowing him to do it. We get to a place where we stop God from doing miraculous things in our life. Remember, God is majestic. He's wonderful. He's everything. He's our Elohim, our creator. He is our everything. He is our refuge. He is our salvation. God was the salvation for the Egyptians. He went and he saved for the Israelites. He saved them out of Israel. You know, God is everything. We stop our growth. We get into a place where we start leaning on our own understanding. That's why this declaration is so, so powerful in my life. It's, I'm telling God, I'm trusting you. And I no longer want to take the lead. I no longer want to make bad decisions. I want to trust you. I want to receive things that you have for me. Another one, Joshua 1:8. I decree and declare that I shall study the book of instructions continually, meditating on it day and night, so I will be sure to obey everything written in it. Only then will I prosper and succeed in all I do. You have to establish this. You have to mean this. The word of God tells you if you study the word and you meditate on it, that is where your prosperity, once you obey, you get into a place of obedience. Sunday, our word was on obedience. Once you get into a place of obedience, then God start opening all doors. And we know the doors that God opened, no man can't shut. We know that. The ones he closed, can't nobody come back and open. But we have to be in an act of obedience. We have to be in an act where we are studying, we are following the rules in every situation, in life in general. In this world, there are rules. You got rules about driving a certain speed limit. You got rules about littering on the highway. You got all types of rules. If you, let's look at it this way in the natural, if you follow the rules, then you don't have to be chastised. That means that you don't have any tickets. You don't have to worry about the police coming behind you, pulling you over, unless it's some type of fluke. Even if they pull you over, you have so much confidence that nothing is going to happen because you're following the instructions, following the rules of the land, wherever you may be. And this is what God is telling us about the Bible. He's telling us to follow the instructions of the Bible. He's letting us know that if you can do these things, if you could just obey me, if you just obey me, not only if you obey, if you just trust me enough to obey me. When you get up in the morning, you are trusting God enough that you're going to see another day, no matter what your circumstances are. You're trusting him that you are going to see another day. And trust him. Trust him in everything that you do. We can't just pick things up and say, oh, we're going to trust you in this situation, but we're not going to trust you because he's not going to do it the way I want to do it. He's absolutely not. He's going to do it for your best interest. He's going to give you what you need based on what you have put out. He's going to give you what you need based on what you have put in. I'm here to tell you, if you shallow, God gonna be shallow. If you think big and you've shown God that he can trust you, see, it's not all about us trusting him. It's also about you, him trusting you. He has to trust you as well. And how do God get into a place where he trusts you? You trust in him. You lean not on your own understanding, but you're going to him for godly counsel. You're going to him for wisdom. You're going to him for understanding. You're going to him because this situation is just so big. And Father, I need you in the name of Jesus. I cannot fathom. I can't wrap my mind around all this stuff that's going on. So I need you to clear this web of confusion. I need you to take me out of this maze because me, myself, and I have made a greater mess instead of coming and asking for your guidance, instead of coming and asking for your wisdom. I've made a bigger mess. So that's what I sit and say to you. Get these scriptures. Start confessing the word of God. Start confessing different things that you need in your life. If you need protection, Psalms 91:2, I decree and declare the Lord alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust him. This little sentence here is saying a whole bunch. It's saying that God is your refuge. That is your safe place. That is your safe haven. Nothing. You should be in a place that even if different things take place, that nothing should bother you. That's where your mindset is, because you are in his presence. You are in a sheltered place. You are wrapped in his loving arms. He is your protector. He's going to make sure that you are in a safe place. The question is, are you willing again to trust him or believe that he has you in that place? We don't. We run. We run out of the safety. Once we get into God's will, once we start backsliding, we start getting into familiar things, we start doing different things because things might be going too slow for us, or we didn't pray for something, or we didn't decree and declare, and the time hasn't came. So we get into a place where we just feel like, oh, okay, well, what I said, what I prayed, it didn't matter anyway, so I might as well do it my way. Stay in the safe place. Stay in the place of safety. He is your God. How many of you really know who God is? How many of us really know who God is? We can sit and look around and say, okay, well, the Bible says that God created the heavens, he created the earth, but do you believe that? Do you believe that when you was in a situation that nobody couldn't get you out, that God was there with you? Do you believe that God was right there by your side? Do you believe when you might have been driving on a highway and a car accident took place and your car flipped over 7 times and landed over on the roof? I'm telling a true testimony here. And the people come to cut you out with the jaws of life, and you don't have a scratch on your body, because you know what you said when the cars was flipping them 7 times. Lord, I trust you. Lord, I need you. Lord, you are my God. Lord, please forgive me. Yes. Do we know who God is in our life? Do we know he's our protector? Do we know he's our everything? Do we know he's our savior, our salvation? Do we know these things about God? Are we just sitting and doing gabbing, having a gift for gab, just talking about something just to be talking, just to hold the audience? Or are you being about it, just to sit and say that you said something because you were a talker? No, we need to be about it. We need to start showing God that we know who he is. We need to start referencing him and letting him know. And how are we doing that? We are thanking him. We're praising him. We're worshiping him. We're praying to him. We're studying his word of God. We're asking him to draw nearer to us. We're asking asking him to abide inside of us. We're giving him that open invitation. And this is how we need to do more of this. We need to stop talking about things and be about things. See, God has shown you. I told you, I'm more than sure everybody has over 100 testaments. If they want to sit and tell the truth and they recognize who God is in their life, it wasn't something that you did. It's something what God did, because he knows our hearts. He knows in a time of trouble when we truly come into him and we saying, Father, I need you to help me out of this situation. And then you make that promise, you make that vow that I'm going to change this time. We do it so much come the first of the year. We're constantly doing it. We're making all these New Year's resolutions. But then soon as something comes up or whatever, we change. And this is how we just so easily do things with God. We so easily just talk about things like that to God and not realizing that, you know, we just saying something, we putting something out in the atmosphere. Allow God, get in a place where you allow God to trust you just as you say that you trust him. It's a two-way street. It's not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. And it takes time. It takes effort. It takes perseverance. It takes you going through something and not getting into a place where you giving up because you just feel like it is just too much. I'm overwhelmed. It takes those type of things. You know, I'll give you another example, Isaiah 42:2. It said, I decree and declare when I go through deep waters, God will be with me. I decree and declare when I go through moments of difficulty, when I go through the waters of difficulty, I will not drown. I'm sitting and saying, no matter how deep it is, my Father's love, his trust, his understanding is going to come and extend his right hand, because it was already established in Psalm 16:8 that he's right there with you. I don't care how deep the water is. I don't care how far I've drifted out in the ocean. I may be treading for water. My hands may be flailing all over the place, but because I trust in the Lord, he's going to save me. He's going to take me out of that place. Why? Because I've established his word. I decree and declare when I walk through the fire of oppression, I will not be burnt up. It's not saying you're not going to go through these things. It's saying that the after effect, because God is there. He's with you. He's your safe haven. He's your refuge. He's your shelter. He's the person that's there for you in the time of trouble. He's that shield. Hallelujah. He's that shield of protection that's going to keep you from getting into a place. I shall live instead. I shall not die. Instead, I shall live. You're putting yourself, you're speaking these words, you're establishing something, you're making a profound statement. But see, when we make these profound statements, our actions, if you notice the declarations are verbs, they're action things. The decreeing and declaring, they're action things. A noun is a person, place, or a thing. Action, verbs are actions. You're doing something. You are not just laying there. You're not sloping. You are speaking these things. And once you're speaking, you're attaching actions with it. You're attaching different things to show God, yes, I'm saying this, Father, but I'm also doing it. Yes, I'm saying this, Father. I'm making these declarations, but I'm meditating on your word day and night. Yes, I'm making these declarations, Father. I'm not just sitting there, I'm moving, I'm walking because I realize you right there by my side. Yes, Father, I'm making these declarations because I'm moving out. I'm just going by my day-by-day situations, my everyday life things that's going on, and I may trip and fall, but I'm just so grateful when I extend my hand, Father, you lift me up. Yes, Father, I'm going on about my business, and I'm doing different things that may put me in a bad situation, Father, but I'm not too ashamed to say, Father, that I fell or I'm in a deep Jesus, but you're going to come and save me because I'm putting my words to action. I'm putting the things that I'm saying into action. And this is what decreeing and declaring, believing the things. Like Minister Shakita said, you have to believe. You can sit and talk about everything. You have to believe. A story that I grew up on was the Wizard of Oz. One thing about Dorothy, she believed. She believed no matter what. Her and Tutu and the Iron Man and the Coward Lion, all of them, she believed that she was going to get back home. No matter what the turns that took place in life, no matter what, she believed. Even when they got to the place, the person that they felt to help them was false. But she believed. She believed. So the question is who are you believing to? Who are you decreeing and declaring to? Are you decreeing and declaring to self, or are you decreeing and declaring to our Father, our God, our Abba, our Daddy, who's taking the time out to hear you, that's taking the time out to sit and notice that these are the things that you're doing, that you're coming to him, that you're establishing yourself, you're building a foundation, you setting your fortress up, and you're putting things around it where nobody can come in and penetrate what's going on. That decreeing and declaring was one of the best things that I am going to sit here and tell you. I have always since 2012 started personalizing prayers or personalizing scriptures, but I did not start decreeing and declaring scriptures until maybe 6 or 7 months ago, because I overlooked things. It was brought to my attention. Apostle Temple introduced me to it, and then I took it upon myself. Once the introduction was made there for me, I took it upon myself to sit and say, God, you showing me something else, so let me see how this is going to work for me. And as I told you while my testimony about my healing, I got another call from my doctor yesterday, FaceTime. He said, "Oh, I forgot to tell you that the CAT scans showed absolutely no." He had already told me that it was nothing there, but he said, "We just can't understand. I talked to my colleagues. We just can't understand. It's no traces of abnormality there." I say, "So what you said, doctor? What is my diagnosis? What is my new diagnosis?" He said, "We just gonna sit and say you just got a bad case of asthma." I started dancing again, but this time I was sitting there laughing. I started laughing again because you know what? I had already had that expectation based off of the conversation that I heard on Monday night from my apostle. I had already, my mind had already moved. I had already learned something new. So God had already shifted me into another gear to expect that conversation to come through because I hadn't already prayed. God, let them see how powerful you are. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that your words work. They never come back void. Let them know, Father God, not just let them know, Lord. Let me know, Father, because I'm the one that's trusting you. I'm the one that's building with you. I'm the one, Father God, that want to let everybody know how powerful, how merciful, how loving, how your loving kindness never fails us. Decreeing and declaring, I'm telling you all, is such a powerful tool that Jesus left us. He left us that power. He left us with that authority so we can do these things, so we can move mountains, so we can cast different things out of our sight. We can sit and walk and continue to walk and not walk over things, but walk through things because we have the faith, we have the confidence, and we have the knowing that God is right there with us, that we are not left. We're not by our side. We have the Holy Spirit that's guiding us and leading us. We have a spirit that we can trust no matter what. When nobody else is there for you, it's okay for you to cry out and say, "I need your help. Pride is nowhere in God's kingdom. Pride is nowhere in his kingdom. God is looking for a people that is that's ready for that humiliation, that's ready to get stripped from some different things, that's ready to be transparent and not sit and have shame for the things that you did, but the things that may have caught, that you may have felt with shame, God may have been using them to teach you a lesson. And when you grasp hold to the idea that different things we go through are learning tools, then you understand where that humility come in. You understand that there needs to be no anger there. You get to a place, I know myself, I get to the place and I say, thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for showing me that. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to get there, because I want my ladder to be greater. I'm glad that some of the mistakes that I went through has already been there. So the ones that I come against on today, I have a better knowing that I can deal with them differently. I have a knowing that I have decreed and declared that I shall not be shaken, because God is on my side. I have a knowing that the scripture in 1 Corinthians 16:13, I decree and declare that I shall be on God, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, and do everything in love. I know that I have to be on guard. I have to be vigilant in this day and time. I have to be watchful. I have to stay in a place where I'm able to protect myself, not just myself, my family, from all these different diabolical entities that may be coming up against me. I'm on guard. See, when I see them coming, I know that I can go into, I can start praying, or I can start commanding them out of my way, or give a declaration. And then standing firm in the faith, I'm in a place where I'm unmovable. I'm not going to be wavering all over the place, because God has already shown me that I placed your feet on solid ground. It's no need for you to keep getting into a soil where your feet, when you start moving or the wind blow the wrong way, your feet start shaking and you get a little bit uprooted. No, your faith should be to a place, because I've shown you, I've been with you. I've carried you through the mud. I've brought you through the fire. I've healed your body. I've done so many different things for you. And no, it wasn't you. It was me that did it for you. So your faith, no matter what comes up against you, shouldn't be in a place where you're moving. And I had to just tell the Holy Spirit that just on Monday. I had to tell him, because in my mind, hear the words that's coming out of my mouth. In my mind, I was standing firm in the faith. But every time I went into a call for an uncontrollable call for whatever, I'm sitting there and I'm looking at my husband, or I'm looking around and saying, oh, God, is it what they think it is? See, I'm learning too. I'm learning. I could talk to you about standing in faith today, because God delivered me. I can talk to you because God gave me a miracle that I asked him for. I decreed it and I declared it. I no longer prayed about it. I started commanding it. Start saying exactly what it was. And I thank God on the day, and I thank him that I'm able to share that with you all. Be courageous. Be courageous. When people start to gossip, all the different backbiting, the persecution, everything, look, please, I got something going on. I don't have time for this. I am in a place that I am in the presence of God. I am standing on holy ground. You are not welcome in this place. You are not right now on my level. Me and God got something going on. See, I had something going on with you before, but no longer do I, because, see, I realize where my help comes from. I realize that God is my shelter. I realize that God is my refuge. I realize that God is my deliverer. I realize that he's my protector. I realize that he's my everything. And lastly, you decree and declare that you will do everything in love. We know that God is love. We know that God is love. You can't, not, it's not a person. I don't care if an atheist sit and tell you, I don't care if a Buddhist, Muslim, we know that God is love. If you just look around the atmosphere, look at the clouds, the beauty, the fact that you waking up, the fact that you should have been dead and gone, he is still sparing your life. This is a trait, a character trait that we all should possess. We should all be in a place on a daily basis that we are showing God that we share the love that you have. We are at a place where, Father, we forgive those that trespass against us. Father, we no longer sit and harbor the hatred and all the different things in our heart. We give it over. We want to be like you. We want to be like Christ in the name of Jesus. We want to love. We want to be able to turn the other cheek, Father God. We want to be able, we are going, not want to, we are going to be able to feed our enemy if they're hungry, Lord. We are able to sit and say, I forgive you, let's carry on. I forgive you, but I'm going to carry on. But if you need me, if you're in a time of need, understand, I ain't say a time of want. If you're in a time of need, holler at me. Because we are displaying the love of God. I could sit here and tell you John 3:16. Everybody should know it, frontwards and backwards. But just what God does for you on a day-to-day basis, wake you up. He makes provisions for you. Those that may need healing, whether you see it or not, you are healed. It's a mind over matter thing, if that's what you're decreeing and declaring, if that's what you're trusting. When you need different decisions, you may have made some bad business decisions. You may have made some bad personal decisions. You may have done things in the past that causing you to deal with some issues now. But when you decree it and you declare it and you believe and you trusting that God is who he says he is and he will do what he says that he will do, trust and believe, his love just overshadows everything, anything that may come in the negative, anything that may be in the dark. God's love is that light, that bright light that just shines, that can never be extinguished. I don't care what you do. I don't care what I do. God's love is still going to be there. Even when the Israelites and other people did things against God, his love did not change. His way of chastising them may have changed. Even with us, he may chastise us, his rod of correction, his Holy Spirit may cut us, but that's because he loves us. He doesn't want us to keep walking down the path of darkness, a path of destruction. God wants us to be prosperous. He wants us to be successful. He wants us to live in earth as it is in heaven. It says that there, God has many mansions in heaven. God wants you to live a prosperous life. Start decreeing and declaring the word of God. Get into your scriptures. Personalize them. You don't have to do what I do, but I'm sitting and letting you know that I'm sharing what worked for me. A person that can sit and say today that they don't have lung cancer, that they don't have a pulmonary embolism that's developing in their lungs. A person that can sit and say that they got an X-ray that's straight, that shows no fragments of any type of lung situation. I may have breathing issues, but that's why I got the Holy Spirit. All I got to do is say a fresh wind, a fresh anointing, breathe on me. We love you. ADM loves you. We thank you for coming in, continually coming in to break the bread of life with us and drink the living waters. We will see you all back tomorrow morning. Go, just bask in the presence of the Lord today. Let go and let God. Just see what God has for you. And once you see it, once you grasp hold to it, decree it and declare it in the name of Jesus. We leave you with peace. Shalom. Have a great, beautiful day. God bless.